The next one is Yudalit 14. And again, all of these are Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. When we have a different author, I'll mention it. And this is the idea that even before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in that there would be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, that somehow, and this is a very deep idea, somehow the very process of destruction is necessary for spiritual rejuvenation and growth, just as a seed planted into the ground must disintegrate, and in the process of disintegration, its potential is unlocked and its potential is realized. So too, the very imperfection of the world is in a state of imperfection. The fact that we have physicality and materialism, the guf, the chomer achor, the dark matter of the body, is in itself a barrier, and certainly ever since the chait of Adam HaRishon. And therefore, the Navi, the Paitan, Rav Elazar HaKalir, points out from many, many Mamari Chazal that he interweaves, that the Churban was built into the very fabric of creation, but so too the promise of Geula, and he brings the Pasuk, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, right? Every day of creation, there is an evening, there is a night, and there is a day, and that is a remez that there is a Churban, but the Churban is followed by a day. In fact, this could actually be the idea of why the Jewish day begins from the night before. It's based, of course, on the Pasuk, Vayihi Erev Yibaker, but that's a remez that the process of Churban will be followed by Geula and by redemption. And he goes through the idea that Haaretz Ha'isasayu, the world was formless or confused or chaotic, is all a remez to all of the Churban until Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, that Hashem says there will be a light that will come out of that darkness. There will be an order that will restore the chaos. There will be goodness that will come out of the apparent evil that exists in the world. So we have to comfort ourselves even on the day of Tisha B'Av, that in the depths of our mourning, out of this chaos, out of this choshech, is going to come Or. And then the Paitan goes on and says as well, it goes through each of the Avos, that the Avos knew there was a Churban, that when Yaakov Avinu said, when he had the dream, Ma Naira Hamakam Hazeh, how awesome is this place. On one hand, Naira is a reference to the Gilei Shechina, but Naira is also a reference to the awesome fright of the Churban, Beis HaMikdash. We find that Yitzchak Avinu digs wells, and the first well was called Esek. Remember, the Philistines filled up those wells. The first well was called Esek, and the second, which is toil or a painful struggle. The second well was called Sitna, and the third well, which the Philistines did not fill up, was called Rechovos. And the Ramban says that the wells are a prophetic remez to the Batei Mikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed primarily because of the sin of idolatry. And that's called Esek, a quarrel. You're quarreling with God. Esek. The second well is a remez to the second Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed because of sinas chinam, groundless, irrational hatred. That is why it is called Sitna, which is hatred. And the third Beis HaMikdash will never be destroyed, and that's why the Philistines did not touch it. And it is called Rechovos. God has given us expansiveness. And again, the Paitan goes through the idea that all of the Avos had intimations. Avraham Avinu in the Bris Bein Absarim, the covenant of the parts, when there was great, great darkness, he was not only given the vision about Golus Mitzrayim, but he was given the vision of the Churban. Yitzchak had the vision, as I said, with the wells. Yaakov had the vision when he had the ladder in his dream, but he said, Ma Naira HaMakim Hazeh. So this was built into the very fabric of creation. In the imperfection of the world that we live in, we need to go through processes of purification in order to achieve the growth and the Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we will say Yudalit. Just if you look at the last line of what we just read, so Lazar Kalir makes a reference to something for which there is a whole other kina, which we're not going to be saying today, and that is the Jewish people took the word Eicha, which means how, Eicha, right? Every perek, Eicha, how is Yerushalayim so desolate? And they broke it into two words, A-Ko. Where is the Ko? And this is a reference to the fact that many, many divine promises for the Jewish people begin with Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem. And Eicha could actually be read, A-Ko, where is the Ko? Where are the promises that you made to us? And in fact, in one of the other piyutim, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir goes through every pasuk where Hashem uses the word ko to make a promise to Klal Yisrael, and we say a ko. Of course, in that piyut, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir says that for every taina we have against Hashem, Hashem has a counter response, that we did not live up to our part of the achrayas, we did not live up to what was expected of us.